Nearly 6,000 former racing greyhounds born in Ireland over a two-year period are now dead. These animals were only between 4 and 5 years of age. This is an industry that the Irish government gives over 19 million euro to annually. So the question is, should taxpayers continue to support greyhound racing in Ireland? It's News Talk Daily. I'm Ciara Doherty, and these figures have come from Greyhound Racing Ireland. They were released through a parliamentary question to Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman, and they show that 6,000 greyhounds born in 2021 and 2022 have died after leaving racing. Now, they're not elderly dogs. Aged between 3 and 5.5 years old, they are living less than half their average lifespan. Figures show that of the greyhounds born across these 2 years, more than 9,000 were no longer racing. Of those, 63% were reported deceased. Animal welfare groups say this shows that the same problems exposed years ago in an RTE Investigates programme are still happening. Roderick O'Gorman says the state should not be funding an industry where so many dogs die so young, with the industry receiving over 19 million, nearly 20 million euro, in fact, a year in state funding through the Course and Greyhound Racing Fund. Supporters of the sport say it remains part of Irish sporting and rural life and that welfare standards have improved. So, if we look at the numbers in 2026, does the level of support for the sport warrant this level of state funding? Well, to discuss all of this, I'm joined now by the Green Party leader, Roderick O'Gorman, who asked that parliamentary question, and former Fianna Fáil TD Jackie Cahill, a lifelong greyhound racing fan and advocate for the sport. You're both very welcome to News Talk Daily. I'm going to start with you, Roderick, because I want to look at these figures in a little more details to ensure that all of News Talk Daily listeners have context for these figures, because the numbers that you got talk about the numbers that were born, the numbers that have died, the numbers that were sent abroad, and the numbers that were rehomed over this two-year period. Can you give us a gist of those numbers?
Yeah, and I think it's important, Ciara, just that we have that context that you mentioned. In 2019, RTE Primetime did the Running for Their Lives investigation, and that demonstrated around 6,000 healthy greyhounds were being culled each year simply because they just weren't fast enough. And the figures that I've been able to get from Dáil Questions show that that same rate of what is described as waste, that same rate of culling of greyhounds, of healthy greyhounds, is still taking place. And I think that undermines any argument that welfare standards are improving. So maybe just to look at the figures for 2021, there's a traceability system in place to monitor what happens to greyhounds after they're born. And I looked at the 2021 group of greyhounds. So they should all be 5 years old this year, relatively young dogs. So 11,600 greyhounds were born in 2021. About 450 of them, a very small proportion, are still racing. The other 11,150, they're all inactive. And of that inactive group, 3,300 are dead. 1,500 have been rehomed. And I think it's interesting, there's a 2-to-1 ratio of dogs being killed to dogs being rehomed. And then another 5,300 have been exported overseas. And obviously then Ireland, we've no control over the conditions those dogs face when they're exported. So those are the 2021 dogs. There's similar figures, similar percentages for 22, which I asked about as well. And we'll be putting in questions about the dogs born in 23, 24 and 25. So look, it's good we have this traceability system, but the figures that we're able to get from it shows the exact same rate of healthy dogs being culled as we saw in 2019 when there was absolute uproar about the that Primetime Investigates programme. And I in the Green Party, and I think a growing number of Irish people, don't believe that this is an acceptable system anymore, particularly when it's entirely funded by the taxpayer.
You say these dogs are healthy, but is the cause of death clear in these figures? Do we know that they were euthanized as healthy dogs, or do we know were some of them dying of natural causes? Were some of them dying through injury? Do we actually have that detail?
That level of detail isn't provided in the figures that we have to date. Certainly a significant number of them are dying from injury. So, for example, in 2024, 400 greyhounds died on tracks from injuries that they'd received while they were actually racing was the highest number for many years of greyhounds that were killed while they were actually racing. And again, that points to me that question of improving welfare standard, it's the figures don't demonstrate that welfare is improving. It's actually disimproving.
Jackie, can I bring you in there? As somebody who follows greyhound racing, who loves greyhound racing, who's been an advocate for the sport, and I assume loves these animals, you can't stand over the number of deaths that Roderick has just outlined.
Well, just to make a few clarifications, last year in 2025, 99.63% of the dogs that raced didn't suffer any injury. There's a serious focus on welfare standards within the industry. 1,200 dogs were rehomed last year. Over 1,200 dogs were rehomed last year. Yes, more dogs need to be homed. And, you know, it is costly to rehome dogs, but there's a cost that the industry is going to have to bear going forward. And, you know, there is a serious focus on rehoming greyhounds. There's over 2,500 welfare inspections were held on premises where dogs are kept in 2025. And, you know, that's very, very high level of inspection. And anyone that doesn't meet the high criteria that's set down won't be allowed to have a license to keep greyhounds. So to say that welfare standards aren't improving is wrong. There is a serious focus on it. And, you know, that's the way it has to be.
All right. So I hear what you're saying there, Jackie, but the figures remain that 6,000 greyhounds born between 2021 and 2022 are now dead. And you're saying this is not evidence that the industry has a systemic welfare problem.
You know, you take all dogs. If you go into a small animal veterinary practice any morning, you'll see dogs inside, you know, with various illness, etc. So dogs die of natural causes at different ages. Dogs do get injured, they get into accidents, etc. So, you know, a percentage of the dogs that the figures that Roderick gave there, percentage of those dogs would have died from different ailments and different causes. You know, as I said, in Rothach na Héireann 5-year strategy plan, there's a significant focus on getting dogs rehomed and getting more and more dogs rehomed. I think over 1,200 dogs were rehomed in 2025. I think that's a very significant figure. And I think it has to be recognised that the resources are being put in place to rehome as many dogs as is possible. And when dogs finish racing, they finish racing, they can live for another, as you say, give them an average of a 10-year lifespan. They, you know, on average, they live another 5 or 6 years after they finish racing. And yes, there has to be a focus on getting all those dogs rehomed. And that is, you know, the wish of the vast majority of greyhound owners. And, you know, making sure that dogs, you know, have a healthy life after they finish racing is part of the showing that this is an industry that cares for animals and has the very highest possible welfare standards. And the resources have been put into that, and Ross and the Hale are fully committed to ensuring that dogs, when they finish their racing life, will have an afterlife on this planet, rather than what was, you know, happening heretofore.
Why do we not have detail in terms of why these dogs have died?
I would say you'd have to ask the veterinarians who, you know, euthanize dogs, what reasons the dogs were euthanized for. You know, whether it is from an injury or from cancer or whatever can happen, any animal, you know, and there's losses. You take the cattle herd, you know, the percentage of losses in the cattle herd would roughly, you know, from illnesses would be, you know, give or take a little short of 10% per year, you know, between calves, stillborn, etc. You know, cows, you know, you have dogs, greyhounds giving birth, etc. There can be complications there.
Roderick, do you think the current level of transparency is sufficient for a sport involving animals for such a high number of died?
I think we need that higher level of detail about why these dogs are dying. And look, Jackie cited 1,200 being rehomed. And look, that's an improvement on what the previous situation was. But it's still only 10% of the number of greyhounds being born each year. And I suppose the problem is, in order to get those 450 to 500 really fast greyhounds who are kind of the ones who are raced on a regular basis, you need to breed a very large number of greyhounds to get those really fast ones. So that's why we have 11,500 greyhounds being bred every single year. And the vast majority of those are never going to meet that standard. And they then become inactive on the system. And I suppose we focused, and rightly so, on the 3,300 that have died, but there's 5,500 that have been exported. And in terms of the welfare systems that Jackie has said that are in place here, and which I'd question, but there are far less stringent welfare systems in place in many of the countries that these greyhounds are exported to. So there are greyhounds born here that will be going to far worse conditions. And I think it's important that we remember that situation as well. That's an even bigger number. Some will be going to England. Some may go from England to other jurisdictions, to Spain, where we know welfare standards are absolutely appalling. So I think it's important not just to focus on those greyhounds that have been killed here, but also those healthy greyhounds that are exported and we have no idea what conditions they're in.
Okay, and I'm going to get back to that point in a moment. But Jackie did also say that the issues that you outlined with the industry are historical issues, that there has been now a significant focus on rehoming the animals, and that welfare standards, he feels, across the whole industry are now high and improving all the time.
Well, the figures I've cited are from the greyhounds born in 2021 and 2022. So that's after the scandal of the Racing for Their Lives documentary in 2019. So this is in the period when things are meant to be getting better. And as I've said, the rate of dogs, healthy dogs dying each year is similar to the rate in 2019. So that doesn't suggest to me that things are improving. And secondly, the number of 400 dogs dying on the track, actually during race meetings in 2024, that again doesn't suggest to me that standards are improving.
Jackie?
The amount of dogs I've raised last year, 99.63% of them didn't incur any injuries on the track. So that's a very, very high percentage. There's veterinary personnel at all greyhound tracks where greyhound racing is taking place. And, you know, they ensure that only fit dogs can run. And if any dog is injured while racing, as I said, the figure that's injured while racing is very small, they're attended to immediately and get the best possible veterinary supervision. So, you know, the standards there are exceptionally high. And that's the way it should be. And that's the way greyhound owners want them to be. And like, I'm a greyhound owner myself, and that's the way we want standards to be. As I said, the welfare inspections, there was over 2,500 welfare inspections of all kennels last year. And anyone that doesn't be up to the standard or isn't looking after the dogs correctly, their license is withdrawn. And unfortunately, some dogs will get hurt while racing. You know, that will happen. But dogs are bred to race and dogs love to race. I think that's something that can't be forgotten. Dogs actually love to race. And when you're at a greyhound track and see the dog going to the trap, he's full of excitement and full of vigour. He wants to get into that trap and he wants to race. That's what he loves doing.
Okay, Roderick, I want to bring you in on that. How do you respond to owners and trainers who are arguing, and Jackie, that they provide excellent care for their dogs and that the dogs, yes, some of them have got injured, but this is what they're being bred to do. That's what they're here to do. This is their natural instinct to race.
Yeah, well, Jackie made the point that of the dogs that raced, there was a low number of injuries. But we have to remember that's a very low proportion of the overall greyhounds that we're, I suppose, our country are producing each year. That's those elite greyhounds, those 450, 500, the ones that I suppose the owners need to keep healthy. Those are the ones that have a chance of winning prizes and the like. It's the other contingent of greyhounds, those ones that are inactive, those ones that haven't made the cut on speed-wise, I suppose that's what I'm concerned about. And the we're seeing, as we've said already, the same rate of those greyhounds being culled now as was the case prior to the documentary in 2019 that so many people were appalled by. And I think it's worth noting that greyhound racing is becoming legal in fewer countries. So decisions were taken recently in both Scotland and Wales to ban, and these plans will come in place over the next number of years. And it's also worth remembering that a significant number of the greyhound races that take place in Ireland actually aren't in public. They're closed door, they're recorded, and they're broadcast for international betting markets. So this idea of a night out at the dogs that, you know, people in Ireland would be familiar with, less and less greyhound racing is about that. More and more, it's about facilitating international gambling. And again, remember, all paid for by the taxpayer, okay, by you and me.
You keep using the word culling. And Jackie said, no healthy dog is being culled here. No healthy dog is being euthanized here.
I don't accept that the rates of death we're seeing is cancer and the normal deaths we see around dogs. It's far too high. These are young dogs. The cohort we're talking about now are five. So these are deaths from racing injuries, but I believe a significant number of them have to represent dogs that are healthy but have not made the grade for serious racing.
And in fairness, Jackie, that mortality rate in 2021, it was at 57%. Are you saying all of those dogs would have had either natural causes or an injury that led to their death?
The mortality rate, obviously in the past, your dogs were, you know, when they had minor injuries, were taken to the base. And, you know, the rehome and the facilities rehome dogs weren't there. But that now there's a huge focus on it. There's, you know, there was over 1.7 million spent by the board last year in rehoming dogs. And, you know, the focus is there, the strategic plan is there now, and the plan is to try and get more and more and more dogs rehomed. As I said earlier, people will see, you know, they'll see their friend with a greyhound and the excellent pet that they made. So word of mouth is the best form of advertising. And I've seen more and more people will want to take on a greyhound as a pet, and, you know, that would offer more opportunities for rehoming.
Okay.
So, you know, that's something whatever. But just what I've been mind, greyhound racing is as popular as it ever was in this country. Over 350,000 people attended greyhound racing meeting last year. The classic events where, the major events, over 22,000 attended those. And, you know, there's no such thing as a greyhound racing behind closed doors. There's still a very significant amount of people going greyhound racing who like their greyhound racing. And the coverage on television and that has increased as well. So greyhound racing is not an industry that's been forgotten about by the people. It's part of our heritage. And it's strong now in the country as it was at any time in my lifetime anyway.
Okay, but the attendance for 2024, as you said, was 358,000. It was down from 378,000 in 2023. So there does seem to be some evidence to suggest that there is a decline there. In terms of the number of dogs being bred here, okay, the figures for 2021 were about 11,500. For 2022, they were nearly 11,000. Is one of the answers here, potentially, Jackie, is that breeders face limits on the number of dogs that they could produce when rehoming capacity, it appears, cannot keep pace?
So we need X number of dogs. And, you know, what we mentioned a figure there was 450 dogs that all have raced regularly. You have 15 tracks in the country, and even if you take one night's racing a week, that 60 dogs will run at each of those tracks every week. And a lot of tracks have multiple nights racing. Sherbourne have 3 nights racing. So 180 dogs, just on average, will run in Sherbourne on any given week. If you talk to a greyhound manager, a manager of a greyhound track at the moment, he will tell you his pool of dogs is under pressure and he needs all the dogs as he possibly can, you know, to keep his racing pool in place. And a racing pool is essential, you know, because a dog is not asked to race every day, obviously. And with welfare standards, with welfare and everything else, you know, once a week or once a fortnight is regarded as often enough for a dog to race. You know, but rehoming will grow. And you know, you see people paying huge prices to get a dog, you know, to get a dog of different breeds to keep them as pets. They will see the excellent pets that greyhound makes. So, you know, that will, more and more people will offer to adopt a greyhound, and that will help boost that 1,200 dogs that was rehomed, over 1,200 dogs that were rehomed last year, will boost that figure. And we will get to a stage, hopefully, where there will be a waiting list for people looking for dogs as pets. And that's where we'd like to get to.
Well, the point Roderick was making there was that we are rehoming them and sending them abroad to countries where we know welfare standards aren't as high as they need to be.
Yeah, well, the vast majority of dogs that leave these shores go to the UK. And then UK's welfare standards are definitely on par on our own here. And, you know, dogs in the UK are extremely well looked after as
and
well.
And Spain's?
You know, Spain is an EU country, and I would be surprised if welfare standards in there weren't being imposed the same as they are imposed in Ireland here. All animals here, you know, are extremely well looked after. Whatever animal, whether it is a horse, a cow, or, you know, whatever animal you make, there's welfare standards in place here. Spain is an EU country as well, so I would expect that welfare standards would be imposed there on anyone who owns animals.
Okay, now they do say that there has been reporting to suggest that there is a very significant difference between what the law requires in Spain and what animal welfare organisations report actually happens to those dogs in practice. Roderick, you have said that the government's near 20 million euro that it puts into this industry every year, that needs to be stopped.
Yeah, I think we as the taxpayer shouldn't be supporting this industry anymore. And I don't think this industry would survive actually without that huge subvention that we provided. So I believe we should decouple the funding of greyhound racing from the funding of horse racing. And look, I think, you know, as the state has to make provision, there are people, I think it's a smaller number of people than Jackie might argue, but there are a number of people who make their living from this. I accept that. And the state would have to make provision to support them in terms of winding down that funding. But when you see the level of deaths of animals that are taking place to support this industry, when you see the number of greyhounds that have to be bred to provide the racing pool that Jackie was talking about there, and the impact in terms of healthy greyhounds that are euthanized because they're not fast enough or sent abroad to situations that we really have no idea about, I don't think it's acceptable that the Irish taxpayer is funding this industry anymore.
Okay, Jackie, no longer defensible to support a sport where so many dogs are losing their lives.
This is part of our culture, you know, greyhound racing. Dogs are bred to run. Dogs are bred to race. That's what a dog loves doing. As I said previously, you see a dog want to trap, he's full of excitement, he's full of vigour. Do we not want any greyhounds in this country? I think it would be a serious start to our culture. Dogs, the welfare standards are in place. Yes, we are spending more and more money on it. That has to be done. But to say that, you know, that you're going to ban greyhound racing is just... It goes against what, you know, as far as I as an Irish person would stand for. Greyhound racing is part of our culture. I love greyhound racing. I'd abhor cruelty to any animal, whether it be a dog, a horse, a cow, or whatever. And welfare standards are in place to ensure that doesn't happen.
We're not suggesting ban it outright. We're saying let's just decouple the industry from the taxpayers' money to fund it.
The funding is absolutely essential to ensure the viability of the industry. A lot of other sports and, you know, sports get funding as well from the government. You know, horse racing, etc., get significant funding. They need that funding to ensure that, you know, that these sports thrive and the businesses thrive. You know, it was a decision was taken a number of years ago that the money would be coupled. That racing gets 80% of 80%, and the dog racing gets 20% of the funding that's provided by the government. This money is well spent. It provides jobs in rural areas, but it also provides entertainment and somewhere for people to go. And, you know, people that have greyhounds, it's an integral part of their lives. And, you know, the amount of people that make money out of greyhounds, you know, a lot of people would, it's an expensive pastime for a lot of people, but it's a pastime that they love. The enjoyment of it, you know, a person rearing dogs, they do it for the love and enjoyment of greyhounds. I think it would be a serious retrograde step for our culture and for this country as a whole.
Okay. Roderick, just to give you the last word on that, this is part of our culture. If you take the funding away, you just diminish this industry completely. And there are people out there who work in it and who love it.
Well, people can continue to love their greyhounds, whether they're, you know, living in urban Dublin or living in rural Tipperary. That can all still continue. But I suppose the question is, should the Irish taxpayer be almost entirely funding an industry that creates such a degree of suffering and such a degree of early deaths of healthy dogs? And I don't think the case for that is made anymore. I think we need to look at that funding issue. I don't think the state should be funding it any longer. And I think ultimately, if the state stops funding it, racing and the industry around it won't exist in a number of years.
Okay, we have to leave it there. But Jackie and Roderick, thank you so much for joining us today on News Talk Daily. Until tomorrow morning, from me, Ciara Doherty. Goodbye.